Count me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God. Fresh on me.
Take it over, Minister Tiffany.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our soul shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our soul shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God. In three persons, blessed Trinity. You are holy, also holy. You are holy, also holy. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. Yes, you are. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one, there is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy. No one so lovely. No one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy. No one so worthy. No one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy. No one so worthy. No one so faithful. There is no one, no one. Oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you. Jesus, excellent, is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you. Jesus, excellent, is thy name. Hallelujah. Host, take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and bless you all here on the Master's Call. I am your host, Ruth Smith, and I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. Bless you, my sister, songbird Tiffany Lauderdale, our psalmist this morning, for that awesome and beautiful time of worship. Did I need to hear those songs this morning. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for pitching in there. Thank you, my prayer partner, one of my many prayer partners, Keisha Lee, for seating and greeting each and every one of us this morning here on the Master's Call. I greet you with the joy of the Lord. Well, some of you all may be wondering how this call got started. Well, on October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, were anointed by the Lord, and he gave them a gift, and it stirred up in their spirit, and they began the Master's Call. And here we are, over 11 years, still going strong, 5 days a week, every morning. And 7 days a week, we are praying for our family, friends, and others. We stand on the scripture reference, Psalm 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Please visit our website to get the most information about the Master's Call. Our website is themasterscall.net. Once again, that's the Master's Call with an S, .net. All of our messages and speakers' bios have been archived, so you can always go back and be encouraged by the daily message. Our theme for this year is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be part of this awesomely blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Keisha Lee did this morning, a psalmist as a songbird, a host, yours truly, or if you have a word in your spirit from the Lord, or prayer requests or praise reports, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or a prayer general will contact you and speak with you about those matters. Thank you, Lord. So a lot of us came together by an awesome company called Artist International. It's now called Artist Life. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. Right after this call, we have the morning motivational call. And that's held every Monday through Friday. It's led by a group of dynamic men and women with vital information on the benefits of the Artist Life products. Bless your name, Lord. I'm just excited this morning to come before you. And we have an awesome, awesome speaker this morning. It is one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we are excited to hear what the Lord has downloaded into her spirit this morning on this Monday, April 11th. So Dr. Vanessa has a background as an industrial engineer. And she was part of the ministry for Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's an ordained minister, and she has a BA in mathematics and industrial engineering. So she is well qualified by our Lord and by life experiences to come before us with a spirit of gratitude, of long-suffering, but of love and compassion to teach and really break down information so that we can all understand it. Even a young child or teenager can come on this line and be able to hear from the Lord and actually be able to understand what the Lord is saying. She just has that gift. She can speak on high levels, and she can meet us right where we are. That is indeed a blessing. Dr. Vanessa was also nominated as the Who's Who Among Colleges and Universities. She has many accolades. We're just so excited to have her as part of our leadership team. She is a personal mentor to me. She's an encourager to many. She is active in her community, loved by her family, her friends, and a host of others that she may never meet. I just want to take this moment at this time to introduce to some, but most of us do know our beloved Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She's here today to bring us the word. So after I pray, please get ready to hear the next voice of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Lord, we ask that you bless this Monday. I'm excited because this is a Monday we've never seen before, and your word tells us, it exclaims that new mercies are with us every day. So guess what? You have new mercies today. Lord, I ask that you decrease Dr. Vanessa so that you may increase within her. Speak through her, Lord. Use her as a vessel to get your word across today, not our words, but your word, so that people can be edified, encouraged, and infused to forge towards this day and do things today to impact our future. Lord, I ask that you bless our leadership team, each and every member. Help us to continue to work together as we have done so. But Lord, give us greater power, greater impact, greater presence in the community, around the nation and the world. Lord, this is a nation that needs much prayer. We ask these prayers and bless everyone on the Master's Call and every family. Keep a hedge of protection around us. And Lord, we ask these prayers in the name above all names. Dr. Vanessa, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that lovely prayer and for those very kind words. I so love and appreciate you, Minister Ruth, as she stands instead for our host today, starting off this holy week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A big shout out of thanks to Minister Keisha for greeting and seating our entire family as we came on the line. Thank you for all that you do. Followed by our songbird and out there in California, thank you for worshiping the Lord in song. So love and appreciate you. Shout out to our co-founder. So glad to hear her on the line this morning, Dr. Pracola Roberts. We salute and honor you. And to our entire Master's Call family, name by name, person by person, I see a few new names and numbers, and we welcome you, especially those of you who are first-time listeners. Thank you for taking the time and making the time on this sacred week to be a part of our call, and we welcome you back again and again and again. Well, this is day 35 of our Lent as we truly head toward the celebration of Resurrection Day. We are also in the midst of a celebration of Black Women's History Month. We have been acknowledging so many Black women that we have stood and standing on the shoulders of from their sacrifices and their many, many labors of love, many unsung heroes of faith that have paved the way for the blessings we so freely enjoy today. Again, this is Holy Week, and I am going to be true to my code as a historian. We do have a word from the Lord, and if we don't finish today, not a problem. We'll finish up the next time I am before you. But because this is such a pivotal week, I always remind people that this week was more important than as the world really celebrates the birth of Christ. That was important, but if this had not happened this Holy Week with the Resurrection Day, all of it would have been in vain. Remember, our Lord and Savior was born to die. He was born to die for the propitiation. That's a big word I paid over $40,000 worth at Old Roberts University for, which simply means the substitution for our sins, the bridge that brought us back from sin and degradation, back in unity with our Lord and Savior. So let's talk about why this is such a pivotal and very important week. The history of Holy Week, also known as Great and Holy Week by the Eastern Catholics and Orthodox Church, is the week preceding Easter. I love to call it Resurrection Day. And it's the final week of Lent. Holy Week begins with yesterday, Palm Sunday, and ends with Holy Saturday, the day before Easter Sunday. Holy Week includes Holy Thursday, also known as Monday Thursday, and that's spelled M-A-U-N-D-Y, Monday Thursday, and Good Friday, which together with Holy Saturday are known as the Triduum, T-R-I-D-U-U-M. Before the revision of the liturgical calendar in 1969, Holy Week was the second week of the Passiontide. And in the current calendar, Passion Tide is synonymous again with Holy Week. Well, what is this week all about? Glad you asked. Palm Sunday, which we celebrated yesterday, commemorates the triumphal entrance of Christ into Jerusalem, recorded in all of the Synoptic Gospels, but mainly in Matthew 21, that first through ninth verse, when palm branches were placed in his path before his arrest on Holy Thursday and his crucifixion on Good Friday. It thus makes the beginning of Holy Week the final week of Lent and the week in which Christians celebrate the mystery of their salvation through Christ's death and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. What is on Holy Monday? Well, Jesus cursed the fig tree, cleansed the temple, and responded to the questioning of his authority. Some observe the anointing of Jesus at Bethany in John 12, 1 through 11. An event that is in the Gospel of John occurred before the Palm Sunday event described in John 12, 12 through 19. What about on Holy Tuesday? Some observe Christ's predictions of his own death as described in John 12, 20 through 36, and in John 13, verses 21 through 38. But in the case of Spy Wednesday, yes, S-P-Y, Spy Wednesday, the word means exactly what we think it means. It's a reference to Judas's actions in Matthew 26, verses 14 through 16. Then went one of the 12 who was called Judas Iscariot to the chief priests and said to them, "What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you." But they appointed him 30 pieces of silver. And from thenceforth he sought opportunity to betray him. The beginning of Matthew 26 seems to place that event 2 days before Good Friday. Thus, a spy entered the midst of the disciples on Wednesday of Holy Week when Judas resolved to betray our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. We know he didn't just enter. He had been there all along. All right, what about Maundy Thursday? Again, M-A-U-N-D-Y, Thursday, is a common and popular name for Holy Thursday, the Thursday before the Christian celebration of Easter Sunday. Maundy Thursday gets its name from the Latin word mandatum, spelled M-A-N-D-A-T-U-M, which means commandment. Other words, other names for this day include Covenant Thursday, Great and Holy Thursday, Sheer Thursday, S-H-E-E-R Thursday, and Thursday of the Mysteries. Now, on Maundy Thursday, in the Catholic and other liturgical churches, as well as some Protestant denominations, it commemorates the Last Supper of Christ, our Savior. After and according to Christian tradition, near the end of the Last Supper, before the crucifixion of Jesus, after the disciple Judas had departed, Christ said to the remaining disciples in John 13, that 34th verse, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, so you also should love one another." And oh, Good Friday, we're going through our Holy Week. It's observed on the Friday before Resurrection Sunday. On this day, Christians commemorate the passion or suffering and death on the cross of Jesus Christ. Many Christians spend Good Friday in fasting, prayer, repentance, and meditation on the agony and suffering of Christ. Before morning dawned, Jesus was arrested. This is Friday. At daybreak, he was questioned by the Sanhedrin and condemned. But before they could put him to death, the religious leaders first needed Rome to approve of their death sentence. So who was he taken to? We know it, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor in Judea. Pilate found no reason to charge Jesus. When he discovered that Jesus was from Galilee, which was under Herod's jurisdiction, Pilate had Jesus sent to Herod, who was in Jerusalem at the time. Jesus refused to answer Herod's questions, so Herod sent him back to Pilate. Although Pilate found him innocent, He feared the crowds who warned Jesus crucified, who wanted Jesus crucified. So he sentenced Jesus to death, and we know the rest of the story until where he was then taken eventually to climb up Golgotha's hill to Calvary, where soldiers drove stake-like nails through his wrists and ankles, affixing him to the cross. An inscription that read, King of the Jews, was placed over his head. Jesus hung on that cross for approximately 6 hours until he took his final breath. While he was on the cross, we know soldiers cast lots for Jesus' fine clothing, while onlookers shouted insults and jeered. And so he finally, of course, then darkness blanketed the land. Luke 23:39-43 talks about at one point Jesus cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now we know that as the evening fell and as he died, Joseph of Arimathea, and it's quoted, documented by many scholars that it was done with the help of Nicodemus. We know about Nicodemus in the night. They took Jesus' body down from the cross and had him placed in his own new tomb. A great stone was rolled over the entrance, sealing the tomb. So why is Good Friday called good, you may ask? Christians believe that Jesus Christ was the one and only perfect God-man, that his death provided the perfect atoning sacrifice for sin, and that through Jesus, our own sins can be forgiven. Consequently, when we accept Jesus Christ's payment for sin, he washes away our sin and restores our right standing. Thus, beliefs explain why the date of Jesus' crucifixion is considered Good Friday. And then the last day of this holy week, Holy Saturday, is the day in the Christian liturgical calendar that celebrates the 40-year-long vigil that the followers of Jesus Christ held after his death and burial on Good Friday and before his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Holy Saturday is the last day of Lent and of the Holy Week and the third day of the Easter Triduum, the three high holidays before Easter, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And according to the Bible, Jesus' followers and families held a vigil for him outside the tomb, awaiting his foretold resurrection. And we have the biblical accounts in Matthew 27:45-57, Mark 15:42-47, Luke 23:44-56, and John 19:38-42. So there's no direct references in the canonical Bible to what Jesus did while the apostles and his family set vigil, except his last words to the Barabbas the thief, today you will be with me in paradise. And that's recorded in Luke 23:23-34. And so we know during Constantine's reign in the 4th century, the night of the vigil of Easter began Sunday at dusk with the lighting of the, quote, new fire, and that included a large number of lamps and candles and the Paschal candle. And that Paschal, P-A-S-C-H-A-L, candle was a very large, made of beeswax and fixed in a great candlestick created for that purpose. It's still a regular, significant part of many Holy Saturday services. And so this is what we celebrate day by day, each day of this week. And it's a week of being solemn and surrendered, is what our author says. And so we have now entered, yesterday began, yesterday Palm Sunday, and today Holy Monday. Amen and amen. Well, in my last 5 minutes, I'm going to begin the message of a series entitled Count It All Joy, The Challenge of Commitment. This is a week where Jesus stayed committed. Now the question is, how committed will we be? Count it all joy, the challenge of commitment. Well, we're going to use as our main text scripture, one of two, from my favorite book of the Bible. I love me some Book of James. It's so practical. That was the half-brother of Jesus. He was over the mother church in Jerusalem. He saw and dealt with all the saints and the ain'ts. And in James 1, verse 2 through 4 reads, count it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance, King James says patience, finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. And the King James says perfect and entire, not lacking anything. So how do you count it all joy, even as we're still in the midst of this pandemic with new variants appearing all the time? Remember God's covenant promise to us, but it does not include that it's just unconditional. It is conditional. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? It does include a if-then disclaimer. If we do some things, then God has made some promises. We find that all through the scripture. Well, let's talk about a major covenant promise that God's given us, and it comes with four ifs. And then we'll see the then covenant promises. Very, very familiar passage when Solomon dedicated the temple. You know, David was not allowed to build the temple. It was Solomon who was given that assignment. And many and most times we just run to the 14th verse, but let's back it up and get a complete understanding of what God was saying as he appeared to Samuel in that second book of Chronicles and in the 7th chapter. And verse 11 reads, when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, verse 12, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. Verse 13, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain or command locusts to devour the land or send a plague among my people. See, we're in the midst of plagues. Now, if you don't understand that COVID-19 and this pandemic is a plague, I don't know what rock you're under. When the heavens seem shut where we've never seen evil and corruption and destruction on the level we're seeing it now. All God says, here's your if, and then I make some promises then. Here comes that verse 14 we love to quote. If my people who are called by my name will first humble themselves, that's a prerequisite for us to operate in humility, not arrogance, not haughtiness, not try to take the Bible and literally beat the hell out of people. We're commanded to love it out of them, operating in humility. And then secondly, he said, and pray. I say it all the time. Prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. Too many times we're the only ones talking. In our prayer time, we come in with our daddy do list. Oh, Lord, Daddy God, please do this, do that. That's fine. But then we need to be quiet and stay in that posture of prayer as we listen to the mandates that God speaks to us. He's the omnipotent, all-wise, all-knowing God. Then thirdly, he told us to seek my face. We're good about seeking his hand, but God said, seek my face every day of my little black life going on 64 years. I quote 1 Corinthians 2:16. 1 Corinthians 2:16 tells us to ask for the mind of Christ. See, we need his mind because we have ideas, plans, visions, dream boards, all of that's fine. But it must come after we've listened to what God said he wants with immediate obedience. Seek his face, not just his hand, but let's desire, hunger for the mind of Christ. That prayer in Matthew 6 is, your kingdom come, your will be done. That possessive pronoun is not my kingdom come, my will be done. It's Daddy God, your kingdom come, your will be done in our life. And that fourth prerequisite That's a requirement, is to turn from our wicked ways. See, so many of us, we regret we got caught, but we haven't repented for our doings, our dealings, our mindsets, our habits, our hobbies. Those are if requirements. God said, they got to go on the altar. They have to be sacrificed. Because before the then comes, that if must be met. Because then he said and promised us then that he would hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. And where we're crying out wondering why no healing's going on. God, why are we not seeing a turnaround? We haven't met the if requirements. I'm going to stop there. And the next time we're together, we're going to continue with understanding with an attitude of gratitude to count it all joy. Oh, the challenge of commitment. Are we going to be committed to do those four things? Let's have my former pastor colleague used to say, we need a checkup from the neck up and make sure we're walking in line with his promises and challenge to keep his commitment. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
Well, we bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in our mouth. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word. I will ask you back momentarily to do the benediction. But first, we'll go into prayer. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you replenish Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Pour into us what you will have us to do. Lead us, guide us, and protect us, Lord. And help us to follow your steps, Lord, your will, your purpose, and to be silent in the times we need to be silent, and to speak at the times you call us to speak. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you on this day. To hear the playback of this powerful message, please dial in to 712-432-1085, 10-957-677. Once again, to hear the playback, 712-432-1085, 10-957-677. Now, immediately after this call is our new morning motivational call. You can dial in to 667-770-1525. PIN 294-617. Once again, for the new morning motivational call, 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. And our Honorable Minister Brenda Terrell will be speaking on the morning motivational call today. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we thank you for this holy week. Oh, this week where you made a decision, fully God, yet fully man, to go up Golgotha's hill and be hung on Calvary's cross each day of this week. Oh, Father, you hung eternity and our morality into balance. And I thank you for a complete surrender. Now, as it's on our watch, as it's our turn to do our part to meet the prerequisites of commitment and challenge, we thank you that you're downloading into us the gifts of God, the strategies of heaven. You're stirring up the gifts inside of us so that as we leave this call, but never your presence will keep our joy that is our strength. We'll keep our mind on you to do it your way and to walk in your will. We'll have a surrendered spirit with obedience in everything you've assigned us to do. So we thank you that this word will be marinated in our spirits and saturated in our hearts so that the demonstration of your glory will be in our lives now and forevermore. We thank you this holy week for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're continuing to do in us, through us, for your glory, Father God, and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome holy week, a holy Monday, a blessed week. Hopefully we'll hear many of you all in a few minutes on the morning motivational call with our minister Brenda. And until then, we're coming together again. Be blessed. Bye-bye.